ذاته. أما المسلم فإنه لا يسمي ربه ولا يصفه إلا بما ثبت عن الله وعن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو أيضا لا يعطل هذه الأسماء والصفات عن معانيها ومدلولاتها، ولا هو بالذي يفوض المعنى ولا يحرفه، بل يقول كما قال أسلافه الكرام: أمروها كما جاءت، والمعنى غير مجهول، والكيف غير معقول، والإيمان به واجب، والسؤال عنه بدعة. وكذلك فإن المسلم يتميز عن الكافر بالإيمان بالغيب مما ذكر له في كتاب ربه فيما ثبت عنه وفيما ثبت عن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبر الملائكة والجن والحشر والحجاج والصراط والجنة والنار وغير ذلك مما هو ثابت في القرآن والسنة من أمور الغيب. فالمسلم متميز بذلك عن غيره، فإن الكافر لا يؤمن إلا بالماديات والمحسوسات. وكما أن المسلم متميز عن الكافر بالاعتقاد، فإنه متميز عنه أيضا بالأعمال الظاهرة، فهو يحافظ على الطهارة من الأحداث والأخباث، ويستبرئ من بوله أن يقع على شيء من ثوبه أو بدنه، وهو يحافظ على عورته ذكرا كان أو أنثى إلا عمن أذن الله له في ذلك، وهو زوج لزوجته وزوجة لزوجها. على خلاف الكافر فهو لابس النجاسة غير مستبرئ من شيء منها، غير محافظ على عورته أن يسترها رجلا كان أو امرأة، بل هم أمام بعضهم بعضا على السواء. والمسلم متميز عن الكافر بمحافظته على صلواته يؤديها، فهو يؤديها بأوقاتها وأماكنها وبهيئاتها المنصوص عليها وفق ما جاء بالسنة الشريفة، لا كالكافر يعبد ربه وفق هواه متى شاء. والمسلم متميز بالتزامه بأداء جميع شعائر الإسلام وأركانه العظام، وهو أيضا متميز في كلامه، فهو يذكر الله ويثني عليه بما هو أهله، ويعترف بفضل ربه وإنعامه عليه فيحمده ويشكره، وهو مع ذلك كله يعترف بتقصيره فيستغفر ربه ويتوب إليه. لا كالكافر يأنف من ذكر ربه ويأنف من حمده وشكره، وينسب كل نعمة إلى ذات نفسه في جحود تام في ربه عز وجل، وهو المنعم عليه وعلى غيره سبحانه. والمسلم متميز في عن غيره في أخلاقه وتعامله، فهو يلتزم الصدق ولا يغش ولا يخون ولا يبذر ولا يكذب ولا يفجر ولا يغتاب ولا يلم ولا يوقع منه شيء من ذلك بسبب النفس الأمارة بالسوء أتته النفس اللوامة لتحمله على الندم والتوبة حتى يرتدي لتزكو نفسه فتكون نفسا مطمئنة بالله راضية مرضية. والمسلم أحبتي بالله متميز عن غيره بولائه لولاة أمره الذين ولاهم الله عز وجل عليه، فلا يخرج عليهم لا بقول ولا بفعل لا بسنان ولا بلسان، ولا يحرض على ذلك بل لا يرضى بل ويضربه ويقبض من جاء به، فإن طاعة ولاة الأمور جزء من هذا الدين لا يتجزأ. فمن أراد التفريق بين الوضوء وبين طاعة ولاة الأمور فقد ارتكب وأتى منكرا من القول وزورا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم، فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وآله وصحبه. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، إن المسلم متميز عن غيره في جميع شؤونه الدينية، بل حتى في العادات يتميز عن غيره إذا كانت هذه العادات تلامس العقيدة. فالمسلم يمايز نفسه بلباسه الإسلامي الذي يستره من رأسه إلى قدميه، من رأسه إلى قدميه، إلى حيث الموضع الذي حده له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فيستر بدنه بقميص واسع يستر جميع جسده في غير ما أسفل. فإن الكعب لا حظ له بالإزار، فمن جعل الإزار يغطي الكعب أو ينزل دونه فقد ارتكب إثما عظيما، وعليه أن يرجع ليقصر ثوبه. فما أسف كيف لرجل يجر ثوبه، وما أعجب ما رأيت من أمس القريب يوم أمس الخميس عند صلاة الظهر في أحد المساجد، وتحديدا في مكان الوضوء، وهو مكان متلاصق مع دورات المياه، ورجال يجرون ثيابهم على الأرض وقد تأذت في القدرات وامتلأت بالنجاسات، ثم هم يخرجون ليصلوا، فأي صلاة هذه؟ أفمثل هذا الإنسان تقبل صلاته وهو يسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يمر على قبرين ويقول إنهما ليعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير، أما أحدهما فكان لا يستبرئ وبرواية لا يستنزه من بوله، وأما الآخر فكان لا يدع النميمة. انظر يا أخي بالله، هذا رجل لم يستنزه من بوله، بول نفسه، إذ كان يقول ويرتد الرجال إليه ولا يبالي بذلك فلم يزله ويطهره. فما ظنك بإنسان يجر ثوبه على نجاسات الآخرين ثم يأتي ليصلي؟ هذا متذمل، والثوب قد اشرد من اسفله، وكانه مسكين شحاذ يرقى، وكانه مسكين شحاذ يؤسف له ويعطى الدينار ليشتري ثوبه. وعجبا كيف للرجال ان تجر ثيابها في حين انك ترى هذا الرجل وزوجته الى جانبه وقد شمرت عن ساقيها كانها تجتاز نهرا. فهو عجبا من هذه الأخلاق التي وردت إلينا من أعداء الإسلام، كيف يتلقفها المسلم دون تمايز عن أولئك الكفار الذين لا يهتمون لا بطهارة ولا بنظافة، لا بالظاهر ولا بالداخل. والمسلم أحبتي في الله متميز في رشته، فهو لا يتمايل ولا يتبختر ولا يتكبر ولا ينظر في خطفيه، ويحرص على البعد عن مشابهة الكفار في خصائصهم وعاداتهم وتفكيرهم، ولا يشاركهم في عباداتهم ولا يهنئهم في أعيادهم لأنها من دينهم. هذا أمر مهم، وإنا في هذه الأيام نقترب مما يعرف بعيد الكريسماس عند الكفار، فأحذركم أيها المسلمون أن تهنئونهم، ودعوا عنكم شفطاتي وفلسفاتي من لا خلاق لهم ولا عقل عندهم ولا علم في دينهم ولا براءة من المشركين يقولون هؤلاء يهنئون في عيدنا، فنهنئهم في عيدهم. أرجو من هذا القائل أن يراجع نفسه إن كان هو من أهل عيد الفطر والأضحى حتى يقول هنئونا في عيدنا، فإن هذا أمر خطير أن يهنئ المسلم الكافر على كفره وكأنه يظهر له. وأولئك الذين يقولون إنا نهنئهم من أجل استدادهم إلى الدين، أرجو منه أن ينظر في المرآة إن كان لا زال بقي شيء من شخصية المسلم على هيئته ولسانه وفعاله، فإن ذلك أمر لا يستقر. والله عز وجل يقول في مكتب التنزيل: لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب الله في قلوبهم الإيمان انظر يا اخي هؤلاء هم المؤمنون. أتدري في من نزلت هذه الآية؟ نزلت لأبي عبيدة عامر بن الجراح في معركة بدر إذ قتل أباه لما كان في صفوف المشركين. انظر إلى أي حد كان الولاء والبراء عندهم. وانظر إلى قول الله عز وجل كما قال عن إبراهيم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون. الله أكبر، كلمة ثقيلة يقولها إبراهيم لأبيه من باب المفاصلة. واليوم نسمع من ينادي بالدعوة إلى الإسلام بالاندماج في أديان الآخرين والتواصل معهم والتهنئة والتبادل في ذلك. ولا يبدأهم المسلم لا يبدأ الكفار بسلام بقوله السلام عليكم، وله أن يبدأ بتحايا أخرى غير السلام، إلا إن دعوه هم بتحية فيرد بمثلها أو خير منها. وهكذا المرأة المسلمة تتميز عن الكافرة والفاسقة وتحرص على الحجاب الساتر بوجهها وبدنها ولا تبدي شيئا من زينتها إلا لمحارمها المذكورين في القرآن كالزوج وأبيه وابنه والابن والأخ وابنه وابن الأخت والعم والخال. هؤلاء هم محارم المرأة المسلمة الذين يجوز لهم أن ينظروا إلى زينتها كوجه ويدين. وهكذا أيضا يتميز المسلم عن الكافر والفاجر في معاملاته. فالمؤمنون بعضهم ببعض أولياء، ومثلهم في تلاقيهم ومثلهم في تلاقيهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذ اشتكى منه عمر تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. والمؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا، وكذلك فالمؤمن يبغض أعداء الله من الكفار والمبتدعة والعصاة والفسقة ويظهر لهم البغضاء والكراهية، ويلقى أحدهم بوجه مفهر ويعامله بالقسوة والشدة. وبذلك يكون قد تميز المسلم ميزة ظاهرة، وقد شرط على الكفار المعاهدين والذميين أن يتميزوا بلباسهم وعاداتهم، فيجزون نواصيهم ويجزون السنار على أوساطهم، ولا يلبسون لباس المسلمين، ولا يركبون مراكبهم، ولا يجلسون كمجالسهم. وهكذا نهي المسلمون عن احترامهم، فلا يجوز تصديرهم في المجالس ولا القيام لهم ولا بداءتهم للسلام، ويضطرون الى اضيق الطرق، ويكون لهم حافات الطريق واطراف المجالس، مما يدل على اهانتهم واضعاف معنويتهم حتى يشعروا بعز الاسلام واهله. فان الاسلام يعلو ولا يعلى عليه. وليتذكر هذا المسلم انه لم يعتد لا لجنسيه ولا لهويه، وانما اعتد بهذا الدين الذي فخر به الاولون كما يفخر به الاخرون. ونحن ذا في دوله لا ترفع الا شعار الاسلام ولا تنتسب الا لخدمه بيوت الاسلام. هكذا العزه، هذه هي العزه الاسلاميه، لا تلك المزيفة التي يريد لها أهلها أن تكون بديلة عما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. وليعلم جليا أن هذا لا يعني نقض المواثيق والعهود مع المعاهدين في بلاد المسلمين، فإن هذا أمر لا يجوز. ومن قتل معاهدا لم يرح رائحة الجنة، والمعاهدون لهم حقوق ثابتة في الإسلام لا يجوز لأحد أن يسلبهم إياها، ولا يغدرهم ولا يفتك بهم ولا يؤذيهم، ولكن غير المعاهدين لهم كذلك. قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام، فإن ابتغينا العزة بغيره أذلنا الله. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقنا وإياكم عزة الإسلام والشعور بكرامة الإسلام، وأن يجعلنا نصراء الإسلام وأهل الإسلام وإخوانا لهم. ونسأله عز وجل أن يجعلنا ويجعل المسلمين أجمعين فوق كل الكافرين، وأن يجعلنا سادة محترمين في كل بلاد الدنيا بإسلامنا وكتاب ربنا وسنة سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم إنهم يحرفون جاهل الإسلام الدوائر الليل والنهار. اللهم فعليك بهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا. اللهم انصر جنودنا المقاتلين للروافض على الحدود الجنوبية من بلاد. اللهم انصرهم واللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم ارزق على قلوبهم. اللهم اجعل الفرد عليهم سلاما. اللهم اجعل الفرد عليهم سلاما. اللهم اجعل الفرد عليهم سلاما. اللهم انهي فتنة الحوثيين واقتلهم يا رب العالمين. وأسد لنا مسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعد علينا اللهم أعد إلينا أقصانا. اللهم أعد إلينا أقصانا. اللهم كما منحت الحرمين قادة المسلمين الموحدين يخدمونهما. اللهم فنح ذلك المسجد الأقصى ولاة أمر يخدمونه ويقومون بحقه. اللهم أعده إلينا حتى نأتي ونصلي فيه بأمان وسكينة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر أهلنا المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انزل عليهم النصر وأيدهم بتأييدك واقتل عدوهم ومن شد يده معهم إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم وصلوا على نبيكم يصلي عليكم ربكم. ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله اكبر الله اكبر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربك الأعلى الذي خلق البشر والذي قدر ما جاء الذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحمر. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. وليسرك اليسر وتذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. ويفزح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this خطبة عن الدروس والمجد. Today's خطبة is distinguishing between the Muslim and Kafir. I began the khutbah by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions. After that I said, all Muslims, verily the Muslim is distinguished from the others by many different means or by many different things or many different attributes. Some of these are appearing, and some is hidden, which is the belief. And so the Muslim is distinguished from others by believing in Allah as a God, a Lord and a Creator. So he worships Him only, he worships Him alone. And he turns away by his heart, by his body, by his face, from the other four places. So he singles out his Lord by his deeds. As his Lord singles himself by his deeds. That means Allah Ta'ala singles out himself by his deeds, creating, sustaining, controlling the whole universe. And so the slave has to single out his Lord by the slave's deeds, praying, subjugating, donating, giving charity, performing hajj, whatsoever other worships, slaughtering, fearing, swearing, all this to be for Allah Ta'ala from the slaves. So we see the Muslims doing that, while we see the kafir as associating many things besides Allah. The kafir bows to other than Allah sometimes in a way of greed. But the Muslim never before other than Allah in his prayer. The Muslim all he vows in the prayer, and that is only for Allah, not for anything else. And the kafir, by prostrate for others, by the grave and places of worship, but the Muslim prostrates only for Allah in the prayer. And when he says in the Quran, if he passed by the ayah, the verse that contains the sujood, the prostration. And also he prostrates when Allah Ta'ala blesses him with anything that he wished. So Allah Ta'ala gave him that, he prostrates as a result of this. The kafir goes to the witchcraft and magicians and fortune tellers. But the Muslim firmly believes that there is no one knows the unseen, rather than there is anyone who can have any control over the universe. And nothing can occur in this life and in the hereafter, except with the permission of Allah. For that, the Muslim turns his face from all others towards Allah Ta'ala's Lord. The kafir may have some corruption to the name and attributes of Allah, giving them different meanings, denying some of them. But the Muslim never name his Lord or describe his Lord or give him any attribute except for what is the mention in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Muslim will never give any different meanings to the names and attributes of Allah. Nor that he may say that it does not mean nothing, or these names and attributes do not have a meaning. Nor that he says there is a meaning, but the meaning is only known by Allah. All these are false and wrong. But the Muslim knows the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah, and he works and does accordingly. But he does not know the way of these attributes, how they can be. However, the meaning, he knows the meaning and he admits it. As the pious predecessors say, the meaning is not unknown. They say the meaning is not unknown, it is well known. But the how, the way this attribute can exist, that is the thing which is not possible to know. That is the thing that human cannot know. Creation cannot know, Allah Ta'ala alone who can know that. And believing in these things and attributes is obligated as of every Muslim. The Muslim is distinguished from the kuffar by his belief in the unseen, from what is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah, as the news of the angels, whatsoever we said about the angels, the jinn, the resurrection, the judgment, the path, the jannah, the fire, the paradise, the fire, and whatsoever else from the unseen. He believes in it in the way it is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Not as the kafir, who only believes in what he sees. Not as the kafir, who only believes in what he sees. But the Muslim believes in the unseen. But the unseen that is then described in the Quran and the Sunnah. Not the unseen that some people say. Not the unseen that some people say, but the unseen that is from it is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. As a Muslim is distinguished by these attributes and these things, he is, yeah, meaning the belief, he is also distinguished by his acts, the appearance acts, the deeds. So he always be pure or purifies himself from all the impurities and dirt. And he always protects himself from the urine not to come, not to reflect back on his clothes or in his body. And whenever it happens, then he goes immediately and cleans it, removes it. And he also takes care of his private parts, or as we say, the awra. Not like the kafir, not like the kuffar. They don't care of the impurities. They don't care of the awra. They show part of their awra one another, men and women. But the Muslim is not like that. The Muslim is distinguished also from the kafir by the constant implementation of the prayers. As he does them, he implements the prayers at the time that then mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and in the places which Allah Ta'ala told us to perform the prayers in, and in the ways and forms of how to perform the prayer, and that is all by what the Quran and the Sunnah came with. Not like the kafir who worships Allah by his own desire. Whatever he finds good, he does. That is not the Muslim. That is not the Muslim. The Muslim is also distinguished from the kuffar by implementing and performing all of the religion. All of the religion. Not choosing what fits him and what he likes. And the Muslim is also in his speech. As he always remembers Allah Ta'ala and prays him. And he always admits the blessings from Allah Ta'ala to him, and he thanks Allah Ta'ala and praises him and be grateful to him for that. While he does that, he also admits that he is shortening, he is not doing as perfect as he should of the worships. So he seeks the forgiveness from his Lord, and he repents back to him, not like the cause of disdain, and thinks that he is above that level to admit his sins and to be grateful to his Lord. And at the same time, every blessing he got, he links it, he refers it back to himself. His cleverness, his intelligence, his ability, his health, his power, his family, his tribe, his country. That's what he says. He does not refer back to Allah, the one who gave it to him. The Muslim is also distinguished from the kuffar in his manners, attributes and character, and his dealing with others. So he's always honest. He never cheats. He never deceives. He never lies. He never be extreme in his arguments. He never backbite. He never slander. And he never breaks the oaths and obligations. that he made with others. And whenever anything of that happens from him because of him, soul which is called al-ammara bis-su, the soul that calls to the evil. As every man, every person has one of three types of souls. One which always calls him to do the evil, that is called al-nafs al-ammara bis-su. And one which is always blaming him after any evil that he commits, that is called al-nafs al-lawwama. The blameworthy soul. And the third is the best, which is al-nafs al-mutma'inna, the settled soul with faith, with iman. So he keeps having the blame from the soul called the blamer, and up until he reaches the level where his soul becomes nafs al-mutma'inna, the soul that is settled with the iman and the faith, radiyatan mardiyya. So she, this soul, the mutma'inna, is pleased. It receives the pleasure from Allah Ta'ala, and it also pleases Allah Ta'ala. And it also pleases Allah Ta'ala. That was the first khutbah. The second khutbah, I praise Allah and I send peace and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his family and his companions, and his faith. The Muslim is also distinguished from others in all of his religious affairs. All of his religious affairs. Cultures and customs. He is also distinguished from the others. These cultures and customs that taxes and adhere and meet with the principles of this deen, of the religion, of the aqidah. He should cover his body, the whole body, by a white cloth that does not describe the body part by part. By part by part. What is the clothes of Muslims? Like the qamis, or the izar and the da, if he wishes. And he abandons and leaves the clothes that is only known for the kuffar. Or the kuffar knows nothing but it. Because so many Muslims today say that the pants, the trousers, are common now for all Muslims, for all world. We say yes. But in the kuffar countries, for the kuffar, they only know these. While we, the Muslims, know them today, but we inherited much better than them from before. So we must feel proud of that, wearing that, those clothes, because it reminds, and it is also a message to all the kuffar, when they see you distinguished from them, they know that you are not like them. And I'm wondering, subhanallah, how the Sikh in London, they are proud of their turban, and they fought against it in the courts until they won the case to go to the work which belongs to the British government wearing them. But the Muslims feel shy to appear in the Muslim dresses. In the Muslim dresses. That is totally wrong. And this is not a distinguished. This is melting into the other cultures. And the Muslim must have and defend his culture, his Islamic culture. It's not a custom, it's not a tribe culture, but it is a religious culture. It is a religious culture. I came with the religion. If you go to the books of Hadith, you would see the Prophet ﷺ is described with these things: the turban, the trouser, the izar and rida, and the qamis as well. They knew the trousers, but they did not use to wear them just like that today. Rather, they wore them tight. This wasn't from the culture that we inherited from the companions. The Muslim is also distinguished in his way of walking, as he walks firmly to show that he is a man, and also the woman walks in a way to be seen as a woman of chastity, not walking in a way to show that he is so soft or she is this or that. And also the Muslim does not wrong others, does not look to others as lower than him, but he always respects everyone. And the Muslim must distance himself from imitating and copying the kuffar in their characteristics and their cultures and customs and their way of thinking and their worships, and never he joined them in their worships, even if they are families of his. He never joined them when they have their worships, because this is a kind of witnessing that they are upon the righteousness. And the Muslim knows very well that it is Islam which is the only true religion today since Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent until the day of resurrection. And he does not congratulate them what we call 8 days or the holy days, a holy day, as the Christmas or whatsoever else in other religions. It's not only the Christians, but all the other religions. We should distinguish ourselves. And we should not begin them with salam, by the meaning to say, assalamu alaikum, which we use for the Muslims. But you can't greet them with any other greetings. And whenever they begin with the greeting, even if they say salam, you respond with the same or better. With the same or better. And the like is the woman. She is distinguished from, the Muslim woman is distinguished from the Kafir woman and the disobedient woman. So she always keep on her hijab, covering her face, covering her face, and please underline this, covering her face as well as her body. Not only the body and uncovering the face, no, covering both. And it is not optional, it is obligatory. And the woman that doesn't cover her face, she is in a major sin. She is in a major sin. She is in a major sin. So she must cover her face and never show any of her beauty to other than the maharim, which are mentioned in the Quran as the father, the uncle, the brother, the nephew, and the husband, and the father of the husband, and the son of the husband from other wives. These all are called maharim. And the child that she breastfeeds, these all are called maharim. Likewise, the Muslim is distinguished from the Kafir in his way of dealing with others. As the believers are awliya for each other, and their problem or their example and their kindness, mercy, helping each other is like the one body. Is like the one body. Whatsoever part of this body helps, all the body will suffer. All the body will suffer. And it is like the building, it's like the wall. The example of the Muslims is the example of the wall. One brick holds the other. One brick holds the other to make a strong wall. To make a strong wall. And also the Muslims hate the enemies of Allah, from the kuffar and the people of innovation, the mubtadi'ah. And also he hates the Muslims who commit the sins and disobedience, but not with the same amount of hatred that he has for the al-bid'ah, nor for the kuffar. We have to treat each with this, with the proper level of hatred. And the hatred does not mean you wrong the others. By whatsoever mean of wronging, you oppress the others. All this is forbidden. Even if they are kuffar, or they are mubtadi'ah, or they are kustar, you still cannot wrong them or oppress them. This must be known very well, because this religion is the religion of justice. It's the religion of justice. Even with those who oppose us, who animate us, who hate us, we still treat them with justice. And justice does not mean we have love with each other. When we say we have to be just with the kuffar, it does not mean we love them, we like them, we copy them, we imitate them, we share them their religious occasions or practices. No, this is wrong. We have to be just in everything and how we deal. Even if they are families, parents, brothers, whatsoever, we have to be just, but it does not mean you join them in their wrong religion or celebrate with them or congratulate them. No, there must be a distinction in this area. And as you said, that we also should not show good faith to these people, especially when they commit their sins, whether it is kufr or bid'ah or even the ma'siyah, which is smaller than the bid'ah. We should not show them the happiness and the pleasure and the do not show them that we are not pleased, we are not pleased with what they do now. Especially at the times when they are doing this disobedience. So the Muslim must be distinguished from the kuffar and all of these things, as it used to be in the time of the Khulafa al-Rashidin. The kuffar who came with the ahd, with agreements, and those whom the Muslims conquered their land and they chosen to be on their religion to pay the jizya, they were told by the Khulafa ثلاثه عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه that the must be distinguished from the Muslims. They were not allowed to wear like the Muslims. They were not even allowed to ride transportations like the Muslims, the same ones. They were not allowed to sit in the front rows or front part of the place. It's only to distinguish the Muslims from the non-Muslims. Some people would say today, this is unjust from Islam. No, this is just, and I can prove it. The minhaj, which has no one, is not allowed today in many Muslim countries. The hijab of the women is not allowed in many Muslim countries. The beard is not allowed to be worn in many Muslim countries. And in many Muslim countries, even saying I'm a Muslim is not allowed. Even saying I'm a Muslim is not allowed. And the names, the Muslim names, are kind of hazardous bell, dangerous bell. Once it is mentioned. So it's a kind of distinguish. Why don't we distinguish ourselves the way our religion told us? The way our religion told us. They do that not only from the church, but even from the parliament, upon democracy. They're practicing that. They're doing that. And they are insulting the Prophet and the Quran and the democracy defending. But when we call the Adhan, the democracy doesn't defend us. So we have to understand, we have to aware that there is a distinction, a practical distinction. With this mouth, it is said loudly from the West. No for these things. So it's a kind of distinguish. A one kind of distinguish. In the Muslim land, there are churches. Forget about what they say, why Saudi Arabia doesn't have. Saudi Arabia did not have it from day one. From day one, even before Islam, when Quraysh, the disbelievers were there, so there was no church in Saudi Arabia. So what's what they are saying today? But all the other Muslim countries, they have it in Egypt, they have it in Syria, they have it in Morocco, they have it in every Muslim country. And they have their minarets, they have their domes, they have their bells. And in Alexandria itself, you can hear the bell very well. And no one says this is disturbing us. But they say the looking of the minarets, no speakers, no horns to carry the Adhan outside the masjid, only the minarets to show people that here is a masjid, this is not allowed. It's a kind of distinguishing, it's a kind of hatred. We admit it, we don't, it is a kind of hatred. This is their last. But we as Muslims have to distinguish ourselves. We have to distinguish ourselves. And there are many other weapons. It's not only to boycott brothers, this is silly. We Muslims should give them their passports and say we don't want it. If you don't want to blame democracy with me, as you do it with Joe, I don't want it. If the democracy in your country is only for Joe, not for Muhammad, I don't want it. I don't want your nationality. I'm not proud to carry it. I'm not called to carry a passport if you don't give me my rights. How the Hindus could still distinguish on their false religion, and now they are not only practicing it in the UK, but they are going to war, official governmental wars with it. And no one could say or do nothing. So why the Muslims are not? Why the Muslims cannot? It is because the Muslims are weak. The Muslims are weak. We Muslims should feel proud. It's not to go and bomb in the train or the airport to show you are a Muslim. No, this is not correct. This is not correct. There are many other ways to do that without hurting no one. And remember, there are many kuffar, to be honest, to be just, there are many kuffar do not accept this kind of distinguishing from the kuffar themselves. They don't accept it. They don't accept it. I saw in my eyes some Jews by the Jews, some Jews in the West, they came out in the streets and they burned the Israeli passport, and they said, we don't feel proud to carry this passport anymore. These people are respected. We should not go and bomb to kill some of them. This is not correct. Because when you go and suicide, and you do a suicide bombing, you're not going to choose who to be killed or not. Which all of it is wrong. All of it is wrong. But we have to use the means that they have put it in their lives. We have to use the means that they put themselves in their laws. There are lawyers who can raise cases, exactly as the Sikhs did, and they won the case. We can do the same and win the case. We can do the same and win the case. Now, so we have to distinguish ourselves. We have to claim that we have the right to go to work in the West with our thoughts. Why not? If you are a mechanic and the skills of your work does not allow you to wear thoughts, this would be even in Mecca. Even in Mecca, the mechanic does not wear thoughts. He wears overalls. So no problem to wear overalls if your work needs it. But if your work doesn't need it, why should I wear their clothes? Why can't I wear my clothes? So we have to claim for that peacefully. Not necessarily to be with demonstrations and burning tires and breaking cars and breaking shops. No, this is all wrong. This is rubbish. We are very modern ummah. We're a very modern nation. We're not cowboys. We the Muslims are not cowboys. We are very modern men and ummah. So we have to fight for our rights, but in a way that shows that we are very advanced to them. They think that they are advanced than everyone else. But they're wrong. We should show them that we are more advanced than them. We should show that. So, but the distinguished must be there. We do not deserve the salam, as I said. It does not mean you keep silent when you see them. No, you can't greet them with any other word, but not as-salamu alaykum. And whenever they begin with assalamu alaikum, use both with it or better than it. Wa alaikum as-salam. از من علماء سر But they do not begin you with salam. You do not begin them with salam. And if they greet you with good morning, you do not respond by wa alaykum as-salam. You respond with good morning too. Islam taught us to be justice. And when they sneeze, when the Muslims sneeze and say alhamdulillah, we say alhamdulillah. When they sneeze, even without saying alhamdulillah, we say hajikum Allah. We say hajikum Allah. So we are just, we are of injustice. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we are people whom Allah ta'ala honored us with Islam. Gave us the honor when he gave us Islam. So if we want now, like many today think, if we want now to find the honor in any means other than Islam, Allah ta'ala will take it out from us, take it away from us. So we have and will humiliate us. And will humiliate us. So we have to be proud of our religion. Again, to be proud does not mean to be unjust. Does not mean to be aggressive. Does not mean to show enmity and hatred. No. That means to claim of your right in a good way. To claim of your right in a good way. That is all of today. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad al-Sahab.